Hi, my name is Derek and I'm in the sixth grade.
Hi, my name is Jaden and I am in the fourth grade.
Hi, my name is Inessa and I'm in the fifth grade.
Hi, my name is Lola and I'm in the fourth grade.
Hi, my name is Allison and I am in the fourth grade.
Welcome to the Bearcasters!
In today's episode, we will be telling some more hilarious jokes
and interview our amazing principal.
Discuss some of our Christmas traditions.
Enjoy! Guys, why did the cow jump over the moon?
Why?
Because the farmer had cold hands.
Bro.
Get it?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ketchup.
Ketchup who?
Catch up with me or else you'll be late.
What am I?
What do you call a boomerang that doesn't come back?
What?
A stick.
Oh, thank you.
Hi guys, this is Lola. Today we are going to be interviewing our school principal, Ms. Vargas. Thank you, Ms. Vargas, for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Okay, today my first question is, what do you know now that you wish that you have known on the first day of on being the principal?
So what do I know now, like that I didn't know?
Yeah.
Before. What I know now is that, you know, I just have to like always just make sure that I'm like listening to everyone, that I'm equitable, and that like I make the right choices for our school. So I know that at the end of the day, it's not about a Ms. Vargas thing, but it's about like everyone. So I know now that I have to ensure that I'm always involving everyone, even students. I think it's important to speak to students so that I can get ideas of how to make Mariana a better place.
That's nice.
I want to speak. I've seen many TAs. I've seen many TAs, teachers with Starbucks coffees. And I want to know, what is your best flavor of coffee in Starbucks?
Ooh, I actually don't drink coffee. So I actually do not like coffee. Coffee is, to me, it's very bitter. And, but, okay, I know you're dying. But I do like Starbucks. But what I like from Starbucks is actually their tea. So I do drink tea. So I drink black tea. Mm-hmm. So I always get me a venti, black tea, easy on the ice, no sugar, non-sweetened. Mm. So that's what I do get. So I do like Starbucks. You see that?
I was going to say, if you
did
like Starbucks.
Oh, besides that, I have another question. Is there, like, do you ever get any, like, of the food, the little brownies and such?
Not really. I don't like to eat sweets too much. So I don't really like to get the brownies, the sweets. I like, if you know how I said earlier that my tea, I put no sugar in there. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do like food, okay? I do like food. I'm not saying I don't.
Quick question. How is the school different or similar to the school you went to growing up?
So I can talk about some similarities. So the school that I went to, I actually grew up in Linwood. So I went to Lindbergh Elementary. So I actually was originally from San Antonio, Texas. So I came about at the age of 8. So we settled down in Linwood, California. So I went to Lindbergh, and there was a lot of already Hispanic students. So a lot of Hispanic students. So that's, you know, right, similarities. We also had like the, for example, like the GATE program. We also had like celebrations and all of that. So that's a lot of similarities. And again, I know my teachers wanted the best for me. So that is how it's very similar. How was it different? Well, I think maybe the only difference is that I did have a lot of Black friends. So it was more of a, like, a, I would say a 50-50, 50-50, where I do have like a lot of Black friends. And I think the only difference is that here, right, it's primarily Hispanic. So I think maybe just the diversity there. So there was more diversity there than there is here. And we had actually a few Asian friends too. So it was a little bit more diverse than here, like at like Mariana or this area.
Quick question. How was your life in Texas?
How was my life in Texas? You know, I don't remember too much, but all my family lives in Texas. So we always went back, like every summer we would go visit. But what I do remember about Texas, like it wasn't where I lived, it was not as populated as here,
like
where
not we moved, as much people,
not as much people, exactly. So it was not populated. So you know, there was not traffic too. You know, the traffic, there's traffic here all the time. So we didn't have like traffic issue. I don't know about now, because you know, times have to change. You know, a lot of people are right, like literally. I don't want to call it mass exodus, but a lot of people are moving to Texas. So. So I would just say the difference would be more like just, again, population. There too is just, we do say y'all over there a lot. Have you caught me saying y'all?
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe different in the, like the way we speak, we have more of that, our own dialect, I guess. So thinking about that. So just the way we speak, I know when a lot of people right away know I'm from Texas, or, you know I have some type of connection there because I say y'all.
Coming back to like this school and everything, has there ever been like a kid since you have came who has made like a really big impact on your principal career?
You know, yes. So there's been many students, I would say, who have made an impact. Of course, I can't say names, but there's been many students that help me become a better principal and a better person. So all of us, right, we're different in the sense where, you know, maybe some of our students here might need support with like learning, some might need support with behavior, some might just be extraordinary where they already come and give me all these ideas. So yes, I've had many students who have taught me a lot, the students who have just taught me of like having just more patience, students who've taught me just to think out of the box. So yes, many students have had a great impact. I'm not gonna just say one, there's been many students already who've had an impact on me here.
What is your favorite part of being a principal?
My favorite part of being a principal is that I could be like supporting in various ways. So what I like about my job is that I'm like always like out and about. So if I'm not in the classroom, like I might be in the classroom for like for instruction, right? Like seeing what y'all are learning. I might be supporting too with the behavior. So what I really love about my job is that there's just a lot of things that are happening at the school site. And I just like the fact that I can support, that I can help out, that I can be there for people, for all of my students here, for my teachers, for my parents. So that's what I love about my job, that I'm here to service and I help. I'm able to help so many people in different ways.
Well, I kind of have the opposite of her question. What is like your least favorite part about being a principal?
Paperwork. Paperwork. Sometimes there's just a lot of, you know, like sometimes there's a, what we call, and but it's important. It's like just compliance, so making sure that we, I love meeting deadlines and all of that, but sometimes I feel like paperwork does sometimes get in the way of me being out and about and giving like my full attention to students, my full attention to teachers, my full attention to parents, you know? So sometimes I do feel like that sometimes gets in the way. So that's why I dislike paperwork, because I feel like I can't be as present as I would like to be. But I know it's important, part of the job.
Ms. Vargas, how do you like, how would you ever want your students to remember you?
The way I would want my students to remember me is by, like, knowing that I, well, my legacy, if it was my legacy, it would be that they know that I cared about them as a person, like them as just a human being. But also that they, that the students remembered that I cared about their academics, and I wanted to make sure that with everything that we did here at Mariana, that we were learning, that we were learning, learning in different ways. It could be with projects, but that we were learning so that we would be better prepared when we went to middle school, when we went to high school. So that would be the legacy I would love to leave behind.
Miss Vargas, a little birdie told me that it was your birthday today.
It sure is my birthday today, and I'm just a year older.
Happy birthday to you, cha-cha-cha. Happy birthday to you, cha-cha-cha. Happy birthday, dear Miss Vargas. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Derek has to go. We've been waiting to sing happy birthday to you, so unfortunately, we had to.
All right. Thank you, Derek. Thank you so much. No, I thank y'all, and I appreciate the fact that, you know, I'm able to come here and just have like this open conversation. And not only that, but they all sang happy birthday to me, and that just made my day. So I'm just happy that I was here today at Mariana. We had our winter program, but this is what makes me happy. I don't mind spending my birthday here with y'all, you know what I mean? With the students, being with the parents, being with the teachers, because, you know, this is what I signed up for, and I love what I signed up for. I love being a principal, and I love, like, again, I love the fact that I was able to spend my day here on my birthday with all of y'all. Mm-hmm. I do, really.
So, this is Mr. Marano, everyone. Ms. Vargas, our students talked about their Christmas traditions over the Christmas break, what they ate, things that they did. So we were wondering if you have any Christmas family traditions during your break that you plan on doing.
Yes.
During that time.
So I do have traditions, and again, it's with family. So I'll specifically speak to my family. So we celebrate Christmas on the 25th. So we do celebrate it not on the 24th. We celebrate it on the 25th. So we wake up and right away, well, when I was young, my mom would have everything, like all the food ready. We'd wake up and open presents about at 10 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, I would say, or maybe like 9 o'clock. And then afterwards we would have like a lunch. So it was not even a dinner, it was a lunch. So my mom would make us roast. Oh. So we would have roast and like potatoes and sounds vegetables good. And then some tamales on the side too. So tamales on the side. So we do have tamales. So I think the, like, because I am, I would say third, fourth generation, so our traditions might be a little bit different, but we still do, you know what I mean? We still, again, have like the tamales on the side. And Texas tamales are a little different too. Texas tamales. And actually, teachers are going to have a taste of my Texas tamales tomorrow. What? So my mom and I made tamales for staff tomorrow. So nobody knows, but you know now, Mr. Moreno.
I won't tell anyone.
So we made mostly it's just pork tamales and just like for people who are vegetarians, I made our type of cheese and raja tamales. We don't use raja. We use the jalapeno. And we use a Monterey Jack in there. So that's the way, that's our tamale. So, but we do eat tamales, but it just, that's not our, for us, our main dish.
Thank you. And one more request, if you would want to kind of give a message for all the students and families over the break that you want to share with them before our holiday Christmas vacation.
Enjoy time with your family, with your friends, and with just embrace everything that y'all have with them, because what you're doing now is making those memories. Yes, we have 3 weeks off. It might seem like a lot, but you know what? Every minute counts with family, because then when you get older, you know, and you get, you might have like siblings, right? Younger brothers, sisters, you get together, y'all continue to build those family traditions. Y'all continue to have those memories. And then you just, it becomes generational. You just pass it down to your family. So for me is, again, embrace what you have, enjoy food, family, laugh. But also do some of your work if your teachers are giving you work. Do that to make sure that you are keeping up with your academics too. But enjoy family. That's what I would say. Enjoy what you have, because every moment is precious with them, especially during the holidays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Right. Well, thank you for coming in. Happy birthday again. Let's all tell Miss Vargas, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Ms. Vargas.
Thank you for having me.
Merry Christmas.
Yep.
Merry Christmas. Enjoy your break.
All right. Thank you.
So, alright, it's near Christmas break. What are your guys' plans for Christmas break?
One of my plans is to play on my phone and do things around the house, you know, and eat some yummy food.
Mm-hmm. Lola, what are your plans?
Sleeping.
That was a good one.
Guys, really? You do not know how much I love sleeping.
Same here. I cannot. Same here.
Derek, what are your plans?
We risk our life too.
Oh, staying up so many hours, waking up at 5 in the morning.
Bro,
go to sleep at 5 in the morning.
What?
You know, I could go to school every day if we didn't have to wake up that early.
I know, it's 7.
Well, actually, there's a tradition I do that... It's called Las Posadas. We technically go to church because it's the Mother of God's birthday this in December. So we celebrate it for 12 days and we go to church to go pray.
Oh wow, that's nice. Lola, what's it called? What are the type of things you do for your plans besides sleeping on like a little party for Christmas?
I really just do my homework and sleep. That's my only thing that I like.
Okay. Allison, do you have any plans?
My plans is to celebrate with my friends and family and celebrate Christmas and every single holiday for the winter break.
Besides that, what do you think you're just gonna be doing besides doing the homework that you need?
Probably sleeping and just playing.
Derek, what type of traditions do you have?
On Christmas Eve, every 9 p.m., we would do a tradition, like we can win many prizes by doing these challenges, like one where both of your hands are behind your back, and then there's a box. And then when they do like shoulders, head,
shoulders. If they say box, you gotta grab the box. Mm. And if you win, everybody, you get a prize.
That sounds fun.
There's also one more tradition. We celebrate Christmas, but we mostly celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. On Christmas Eve, we go outside and we sing and pray to Jesus for when, because he was born on Christmas day. So on Christmas Eve, late at night, we go outside. We carry him. We carry a baby Jesus in like in a glass, like a carrier. No, but it's a glass. Last year I actually carried it, and yeah, it was nice. It was just me and my family, but it
was fun. Oh, nice. If you guys, what's it called? Okay, what are your guys' favorite Christmas food, Allison?
My favorite Christmas food. Well, actually, for Christmas, we have turkey, which is pretty weird, I know. But we actually have turkey, and I kind of like the turkey.
Mm. What's it called? Derek, what is your favorite Christmas food?
Making gingerbread houses, then eating them.
It's so good.
Eliasad, what are yours?
There's a lot of things. Well, one of my favorites are tamales. Those are the best, and pozoles, fresh out of the pot, steaming hot, perfection. And some chapurrado.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was all I was gonna say, but Lola, what is yours? God.
Everything that you said, but yeah, and my grandma makes really good tamales and pozole. Mm. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot one thing.
So, my favorite food is like everything that Eliasad said. They always make tamales, and that's my favorite. My grandma always makes them delicious. Mm-hmm. The chapurrado. And everything there they have, they always have I forgot what they're called. The chorizo and all of that is just really good.
Have you guys ever tried ponche?
Oh, those are good. I have one. Quesadillas. So good.
Wait, I went to King Taco and I had to share with my dad because, well, a lot. Mm-hmm. It was like nachos with carne asada.
Oh, well, I feel like, bro.
I've tried that. Okay. Do you guys know what ponche is? Mm. Ponche.
No.
Well, ponche is a drink that they make with the fruit, and they add some. I don't know what's called, but it's something that you could, it's like kind of like a juice. You drink it, there's like fruit inside it, and there's always there's a big piece. I don't know what's called, but you bite into it and all the juice comes out and you can eat it too.
I bet that sounds good.
Thanks everyone.
Thank you for hearing that.
Muchas gracias. You are the chosen one. You listen to our podcast.
You do.
Conexión.
Hi, guys. Again, thank you for being the chosen one. I hope you have a happy Christmas. We're not going to be here for 3 weeks because we're going to be enjoying ourselves and doing homework.
Hi, my name is Allison, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and I hope you're having a great winter break, and yeah, that's it.
Hi guys, my name is Jaden, and I hope you have a very good break, and thank you for listening to our podcast. I hope you enjoyed it.
Merry Christmas!